This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up on InfoWars.com, Americans are upset about the Royal Rumble. Result? From the Washington Times, Boehner-McConnell retreat in Obama amnesty fight panics conservatives. They're not going to retreat on the Obamacare screw job, double, triple your prices, death panels. They're not going to retreat on open borders because we're going under a one-world government where we're flooded with third-world populations who are given free welfare to further bankrupt the country and complete our journey into slavery. I'm not against the poor peasants wanting to get a better life up here, but that's not the plan. This is a checkmate operation to create a Tower of Babel where people are unable to even communicate with each other. It is mind-blowing to say the least. Some of the other news up on InfoWars.com ahead of Al Jorgensen of Ministry joining us. Shoppers ransack grocery stores ahead of epic blizzard. 28 million people are in the blizzard zone just last year. The New York Times said the end of snow and predicted no more snow within 2 years. Well, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's been the snowiest decade on record since record keeping began. That from Climate Depot and the New York Times. So there you go. Didn't pay carbon taxes? Now you're all going to get snowed on. That's the warm weather. And I'm not saying humans don't hurt the environment. There aren't some issues. They take that concern, put it on carbon taxes to tax everybody, and then exempt China, India, and everybody else. Then our jobs move there where the globalists control the situation. Are they worried about GMO? Are they worried about all this cross-species garbage? No, no, no. There's a new video out that cops beating taser man for honking car horn. There you go. That they're encouraging the paramilitary police, which will lead to a civil war. Bankster austerity measures under attack in wake of the big win in Greece. It's a coalition government. They're calling it a left-wing government. Part of the government is left-wing. Doesn't matter as long as they go after the globalists. The problem is usually left-wing comes in as the response and only ends up bankrupting things more. But the Le Pen right-wing movement is hailing it in France. Then there's the crazy video we aired earlier. Americans want Obama to repeal the Bill of Rights. Millions of GMO insects set for release in Florida Keys. That's an Anthony Gucciardi report that I want to get to today as well. That's one of the things we're going to talk about with Al Jorgensen, who's coming up. He predicted when he was on a couple years ago that gold would go way down. He was right. He also predicted here on the show that the world was going to end in 1 year, and that did not happen. But with U.S. troops fighting Russians in Ukraine, we've got that video. We're going to play when he's on. And all the other crazy stuff, maybe it's coming. Or maybe we're all just a hologram in a computer, a simulation. And maybe this already happened 100 times before. Maybe I'm a 12-foot Easter bunny that drinks blood, huh? Maybe I'm actually Bill Hicks. Maybe I'm actually Al Jorgensen. This is a hologram two-way. That's right. All right, I'm being silly now, but Al Jorgensen of Ministry coming on. His website, I can't say this on FCC Radio, is aleffingjorgensen.com. And I guess he's about breaking all the boundaries out there and doing whatever he wants. You know, I'm all for that as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, but I don't want to hurt our affiliates out there using potty words. So if we hear any of those, we'll just have to bleep them, won't we? How exciting! All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about 40 seconds away from going to break, and when we come back, we're going to break that down. But hey, have you heard the latest news? This is out of the New York Times. To collect debts, nursing homes are seizing control over patients from their husbands and wives right after doubling their prices. That's right. More and more, they're having the guardian ad litem shine it over to them. That's a lot of the cases we've covered where they euthanize people begging for their lives. The hospital takes over, especially when you have a big, fat, juicy bank account. So that's coming up as well. Hey, if death panels are good for the troops, they've got to be good for your mama or your daddy. Of course, there won't be any death panels for the elite. They're going to continue to have air conditioning and jet airplanes. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Our regular bumper music, but we actually have the creator of ministry on with us right now.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Coming up, we're going to play some of the stuff from his latest album, Punch in the Face, From Beer to Eternity, that takes on greed, hypocrisy, capitalism, and what I'd call fake conservatism. He calls it conservatism through barbed lyrics. And he's also got a autobiography coming out, Louder Than Hell, The Definitive Oral History of Metal. He is the guy that started industrial rock and so much more. You can also see his music in a lot of big movies. And the biography is out right now as well. And we've got links on InfoWars.com to his website, AlEffingJorgensen.com. And he joins us right now to give us his view on the world. He joins us via video Skype, I believe, from somewhere on the West Coast. Last time he was on, he was down in South Texas, or I guess down in El Paso. Al, it's good to have you back on with us.
Alex, you crazy bastard.
Well, I don't know who the craziest is here today, but maybe it is me.
I think it's you. You got it. Hands down. Let's go. Let's talk about some stuff.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on with us. Where are you right now?
I'm in La La Land.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
When are you coming back to Texas?
I'm on the left coast now, man. It's all going good here. I think I have an appearance coming up in Glee.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
I'm not even kidding, man.
I don't know what Glee is. What is Glee?
It's some homosexual teenage angst drama or something. I've never seen it, but apparently I play a demented substitute teacher.
All right. Well, you played a lot of roles. You know, I liked your role in Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, Spielberg put up with me for a couple weeks. It's okay. It was all good. It's all good. Good fun and games.
What was that like?
Well, he was kind of freaked out because Stanley Kubrick wrote the movie, and when the band actually got to meet him 3 days after being on set, they brought us up like we were meeting the goddamn queen. Or something, you know, like, don't talk to him unless he talks to you first, kiss his ring, this and that kind of stuff. And I was at the end of the line, and he gets to me, and I said, look, man, Steven, baby, here's the deal. I thought, like, Kubrick hired us to play a porno movie called AI, which stood for Anal Eddie Bear and this kid, this Joel Haley Osment thing running around like pack rats. I was just like, I'm out of here. I can't deal with this. I was just kidding, you know, but apparently he took offense to it. But anyways, over the next few days, Spielberg came up, wore my cowboy hat, did some jams with us on stage. He actually got to jam with us and stuff like that. So it all worked out good in the end, but at first it wasn't a very good meeting.
Now, going way back into the 80s and into the 90s, you wrote about the New World Order, global government, all the stuff that's now started to unfold and actually happen. What was your views back then versus what they are now, or have they not changed?
No, they have not changed at all. This is like even more global order than what we bargained for, man. This is like, I'm as paranoid as you are. This is a creepy stuff, man. All I know is, like, the Saudis decided to take the world hostage, and the good news is they dropped oil below $50 a barrel, but the bad news is they dropped oil below $50 a barrel. So, I mean, this is some really whack job stuff, man.
Absolutely. Al Jorgensen of Ministry is our guest right now. There's so much to get into. Instead of me asking some of the questions, looking at the world right now, do you still think we're going to be here in 5 years?
Yeah. I'll be happy if we are, because that means I can make some damn money. But in the meanwhile, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. I mean, can you tell if it's going to be around in 5 years? I can't.
Well, last time you were on, you predicted gold would go down, and you were correct, but you also predicted we wouldn't be here in 1 year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I sat out there with this Norwegian kid from a band called Celtic Frost, and we sat on my porch, and at the exact time that it was supposed to be the apocalypse, we sat out there drinking a beer, just going, bring it, and it didn't happen, so I don't know, but my Nostradamus crystal ball is a little bit foggy this morning. I can't predict for 5 years for you what the hell's going to happen around here. All I know is that all hell's breaking loose. Look at Yemen. Look at Look at Obama having to fly to Saudi Arabia to kiss the new, like, you know, energy provider for us. Look at everything in the Middle East. Look at the Ukraine. Look at the oil prices. Look at this. And there is so much stuff going on right now that people don't realize about, and I'm sure you know.
But, sure. Well, I wish Obama would bow down to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or just libertarian ideas of freedom. I don't think of him as much as a liberal. And why does he bow down to the Saudi kings? I mean, he might even be grooming their stool.
Well, you just answered your own question, man. We bow down to the Saudi kings because we are dependent on them.
Absolutely. I mean, would you like to bow down to a Saudi king?
Are you telling me that conservative folks wouldn't bow down to the Saudi king right now? The new guy, Salman? I mean, really? We got to kiss his ring because that's what we're doing. We're heading down a final path, man. That's all I got to say.
I agree with you. We have a clip we'll play later. Have you seen this new clip where there's U.S. troops clearly there battling Russians in Ukraine?
Yes, I've seen that clip. And you know what? It is true. And usually the stuff I see on TV is not true. But this one is pretty good. I like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they pretty much admit.
I don't like it, but I'm just
saying. But you like the truth.
Yeah.
Sure, I get you.
Passes the smell test.
Well, sure. I mean, they admit there's proxy armies they're fighting. That sounds pretty reckless to be starting a war with the Russians to me.
Well, you think this is reckless? Wait till we start a war with the Chinese when they come crawling for their debt to be repaid. Then we're in a world, a heap of trouble, man.
No, I agree. Right? Al, I mean, you really are a pretty smart guy when it comes to geopolitical stuff. That's why your music's so popular. It's not just, good on the ears. I enjoy it. It's had a lot of energy. But the lyrics are extremely powerful from a political perspective. How did you begin to form?
Russia is the least of our problems right now.
You think it's China?
Right now, I really think the Middle East and the Far East are our big problems. Russia is just like a bump in the road, whatever. Go ahead, take over. God, I'm telling you, the big battle's coming up ahead.
I agree. Let's break down that big battle. How do you see that unfolding?
Well, I see it's like using every weaponry that we've ever developed at Area 51 and other black spots and just kicking some ass around this world. Enough with the, like, spare the civilian population. These people are going to go bonkers and start Dresden bombing everyone.
You can see the building up and the hardening of things here domestically in the homeland and all the fascist iconography and both parties getting in line. And in my gut, I can just pick up on the ominous doom that is beginning to approach.
I'm with you, Alex. I'm with you. This is some pretty gnarly stuff, man. Gnarly. This is not good.
When we come back, we're going to play From Beer to Eternity song, Punch in the Face. I want to get your take on your new album. But before we go any further, what are some of the other issues you want to get into? Because we didn't do any pre-interview. I like to just bring you on raw. What else is on your radar screen, and what's ministry up to?
Well, like I said before, the good news is that oil is below $50 a barrel. The bad news is oil is below $50 a barrel. This makes the speculators rich and nobody else. And on top of that, it shows how much Saudi sway they have in the world because they can drop the price and still grab oil out of their grounds, out of their sand pits for cheaper, three times cheaper than Canada or these other places.
That's sweet.
Venezuela. Yeah. If you just noticed, all right, Mr. Bilderberger, here you go. Here's important news last week is the Venezuelan oil master met with the new Saudi, or actually the old Saudi king right before he croaked. And that was a thing to set oil prices for the next year. Now, if Saudi Arabia wanted to, they could have us on our knees in 1 minute. And right now, it's all kind of kosher. Everything's under 50 bucks a barrel and this and that and blah, 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 blah. But I'm just telling you, it just goes to show you the power of the Saudi regime with this repressive regime in the Middle East, and what is it? The enemy of my enemies is my friend, kind of thing. That's what the Saudis are. I'm sick of these folk.
No, I hear you. I mean, they're dominating and enslaving their own people. You don't hear the feminists and liberals criticizing them when they, like, execute women that argue with their husbands. It's just unbelievable. Al Jorgensen of Ministry has got the new book out. It's a very popular seller. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into some of when they may be on tour, the new record, and a lot more. And a very interesting political rock star who created industrial rock is our guest, Al Jorgensen of Ministry. Stay with us.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I've had some fun to this tune.
Freestyle.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
That's George H.W. Bush bringing us in. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Al Jorgensen, the founder in 1980 of Ministry, is our guest and still the front man and owner of the whole operation. Has a new best-selling autobiography out we'll be telling you about. He wants to play a clip from his album, From Beer to Eternity, Punch in the Face. But coming up in the next segment, Al, this is a short segment, I'm going to play a clip that was censored the last time I played this clip. And I'm not going to tell you what it is until we get there, but I'm going to illustrate what you said about the Saudis and what I've run into, because I've never hit censorship like I do when we talk about the Saudis. So that really goes to what you're saying. And nobody ever really talks a lot about the real power this group of hoodlums have, or how they're behind trying to take down Syria or Libya, and they're behind ISIS. Our media claims they're fighting them. What is your view of ISIS and this whole radical Islamic movement? I mean, pretty clearly, they admit our own military has been ordered to fund them, to turn them loose. Where do you think that's all going?
Well, I'll tell you what I think about ISIS. First of all, the Saudis don't like them because they have such a repressive regime that the last thing they want is Islamic fundamentalists. The rest of it, the whole ISIS thing, the beheadings and all that, look, they just asked for $200 million from Japan, which would have funded enough weapons to take down so many American planes that are hovering above the Middle East. I mean, these people are not, like, going away.
I hear you.
They're not going away.
I hear you, Al. As usual, you know all the general facts surrounding it, but here's the issue. Saudi Arabia did fund al-Qaeda in Syria, which is the core now of ISIS.
They funded al-Qaeda. They didn't fund ISIS. They don't want that kind of crap in their neighborhood, let me tell you.
No, I agree. So they're exporting it.
Oil.
Yeah.
They just want to sell their damn oil. That's it.
Why do you...
You know, ISIS... Whatever. It's like, you know, it's just a bunch of poor folks that are just disillusioned and bummed out that they have to live under Israeli control at checkpoints. They have no money, even though, like, the sultans are living like kings or whatever. And these people are pissed off. Good for them. I'd be pissed off, too, if like, all of a sudden I stopped getting royalty checks from, like, these damn... people would send me checks, I'd be pissed, you know, and they're pissed. They have no future. They're pissed and they're beheading people and this and that. But this is not new. We've been doing colonialism for a couple hundred years. We got it pretty perfected off the British and we're going to keep going forward.
I agree with you that they get a bunch of disenfranchised people that are ignorant to be part of the al-Qaeda and ISIS brigades. But above that, the West wants to stir these groups up and let them attack. Or let them take the blame for further false flags. I'm really worried about another staged terror attack. What do you think?
I think you're spot on that one, except for one thing. Listen, I'm on the no-fly list zone. I mean, these people hate me, and I'm doing a whole flight tour. And you're the kind of person you want on your plane. I'd be on there in Malaysia Airlines saving people right and left. And I would make sure whatever bastard went up to the cockpit would be tackled and beaten thoroughly. Okay? You're the kind of person that I want, that you want on your flight. But no, the TSA just goes crazy over my word.
It's okay.
Something. But
it's as if.
Anyway.
Exactly. I mean, you don't look like an al-Qaeda operative.
Well, if I was, would I look like this?
It's just ridiculous, but I mean, they put congressmen and women on the no-fly list. It's a way to set up domestic internal checkpoints. By the way, we're going to break, but I want to talk to you in the long segment coming up about the Malaysia airline. I know you've been doing some research into that. Give us a little bit of your ideas on it now.
All right. My idea is that aliens.
Really?
I'm serious. No, I'm dead serious. I don't think this was a governmental attack, whether it was over Uzbekistan or whatever, or where we're going to find that plane. I really think this is an alien intervention.
Well, let's break down.
Now, Hey, the last one went down. Okay, we know that. But that first one, I don't know, man. I think they just got sucked up into, like, some kind of 3D sphere or something.
I want to hear what you think of David Icke. Maybe the planet's run by aliens. And I say that for the sake of debate and argument. I'm not saying that for the New York Times. I don't believe that. But let's get Al Jorgensen's take of ministry straight ahead. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Guest Al Jorgensen of Ministry. AlEvansJorgensen.com is his website. And that's just the First Amendment in action. I'm more concerned, not with cuss words, but with the vets now caught on secret death panel lists across the country and secret experimentation on the children. You know, Al Jorgensen is the founder of what you call industrial rock, one of the top rock bands across the board out there. And I'm a big fan of the music itself and a lot of the political messages in it. I really don't know where to start. He was born in Havana, Cuba in 1958. They relocated to the United States with his mother, a Norwegian stepfather. And I should get Al on sometime just about his interesting personal life. Very, very interesting. But before we spend a few minutes on that and the Malaysian aircraft and the rest of it and the police state with Al Jorgensen, I wanted to play this clip and get his take on it. Now, it's from The Dark Crystal, came out back in the early 80s, I think, or maybe late 70s. I don't remember. I think it was the early 80s. I remember seeing it with my dad. And it's a Muppet movie. Yeah, I think Henson was involved, basically. And you've got these evil Skeksis only care about materialism and are corrupt. They remind me of Dick Cheney and Al Gore, you know, together at a Bohemian Grove, you know, gay party or something. And when the emperor dies, there's a scene. Well, the last time a few years ago that this Saudi king's brother died and he took over, now it's the other half-brother that just took over, who's also very ill. I said, we have footage of him dying. Here it is, an exclusive. And it was footage of the Skeksis dying. And I mean, it's a children's movie. It was fair use. It was a one-minute clip. They didn't take it down for copyright. They took it down because the Saudis complained. And they said that I committed a hate crime. And I had to threaten to sue YouTube just to get our channel that then had like 300 million views. Got like 500 and something million views now. That's just one of our many channels. We've got like, it's something like a billion plus views or something. It's ridiculous. But this shows the censorship. ISIS can run around and recruit online. All these other groups can do whatever they want. But we're censored when we do this. So you know what? This is my radio show, and they can't censor this. We have the video streams in PrisonPlanet.tv. So they can't censor it on places like YouTube. We're going to play it right now, and I'm going to get Al Jorgensen's take. I mean, this is not a radical move to make a joke about a Saudi king. But you can make all the jokes you want about the Queen of England, but you can't make them about these people. And I know Al's a huge First Amendment guy, so let's go ahead and play this clip of the Skeksis dying. Well, the footage of the king dying. Here it is. That looks like him. Bow to Spielberg. She looks like Hillary. That's his and his brother. There's the King of Saudi. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to Al Jorgensen of Ministry. Al, what is your take on the censorship of that video clip on YouTube?
Man, I couldn't see it on my interwebs thing here.
I understand, but it's a Muppet dying. It's not that scary.
Listen, I heard the audio, and it sounds about right. I mean, it just sounds about right. That's the way it is. The Israeli lobby and the Saudi lobby are the two most powerful lobbies that we have, period, bar none. So, that sounds about right with all those noises and stuff I heard. I didn't see it, though, but I will look it up tonight.
This absolutely. In fact, if somebody's got an iPhone or something, just have them Google death of Skeksis. And it's the clip, but it doesn't matter. The point is, what are they doing censoring? I get more censorship when I talk about Saudis than anybody else. That tells me they're pretty close to the top of the pyramid.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Alex. I'm with you all the way on that one. They are pretty close to the top of the pyramid. If you want to go to Bilderbergers and Illuminati and all that stuff, these are the people, these are the new Rockefellers, okay? And you know how much of a douchebag he was. So these are the new overlords that we have to deal with, all right? These Saudi people, man, and the Israeli lobby spends over $3.5 billion a year on lobbying Congress. So these pockets are lined. No wonder you want to be a congressman, because I sure wouldn't be. Not only that, I have too many Polaroids in my closet that says that I can't run for, like, office, okay?
I was told by one of the biggest record executives in the country that you are, of all the rock and roll people he knows, the wildest. And they said that if there's nuclear war, two things will be left in the world, cockroaches and Al Jorgensen.
That's about right. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Your Skype was breaking up for a minute. Go ahead and repeat yourself.
Yeah, I agree. Fully agree. Me and Cop.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell us about your last record and your autobiography, and then tell us what's coming new with ministry.
Well, we got a big tour coming up, and we're going to do songs from Beer to Eternity, and it's a pretty good record. I like it. I think it's in the realm of ministry. It's got to be in the top three. Come on, just give it up for that. This last one's pretty good. We do this tour, and then I'm doing some acting parts on Glee and some other zombie movie or some, I don't know, Walking Dead or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I don't know. They just keep calling me whenever they need a villain, a misanthrope. They always call me. They want me for their misanthropic qualities.
So you're the king of dystopia. Are you going to be a zombie?
Apparently so, yeah.
So you're going to be like some mega-powerful zombie on the show Walking Dead?
I don't think I'm that mega-powerful, because I read the script and I die at the end, so I'm not that powerful.
Well, that's okay, because I'm in a Chuck Norris movie coming out. That's ridiculous.
There you go, man. Dude, I could just see you right now. I can't see you because they wouldn't put your feet on, but I'm sure you're naked, sitting in your office.
Pete, as we've noticed, if the connection isn't really good and yours is okay, for some reason sending you a connection back, your phone then or computer has to calculate that, and we've just learned that it ends up messing up the feed. But bandwidth may have gone up in the last few years, so maybe we should start sending a feed. But look, you're not missing anything. Listen, not seeing me.
This is right now.
How did you guess that? You're psychic.
Al,
we need to get together sometime. Do you still ever visit Texas?
What's in my schedule? Yeah, I should be there on May 3rd in Dallas.
Because, I mean, a while back, I know you have family in Austin, and then I know also you for a while you were down there at that apocalyptic.
El Paso.
Yeah, do you still live in El Paso?
No, I live in La La Land, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to go to play Dallas, and I'm going to sleep on the grassy knoll the night before.
Well, if you really do it, now stop it. See, the thing about Al is he's just trying to freak everybody out and be politically incorrect. And hey, let's shift gears to some really serious issues. If you really go to the grassy knoll, I would love to come interview you at the grassy knoll. You know, 20-minute video interview. You want to do it?
You're on.
But you have to promise. You have to promise to eat an entire bag of psilocybin mushrooms.
I promise.
We're just joking, folks.
Been there. I've been there, done it.
Oh, I bet you've never done anything. I bet it's all a big act.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm a little lily. I am as pure as a driven stone, my friend. But
my friend, you are sincerely disturbed. I've seen you go off on from Larry King on down. And I've seen you. You are just a disturbed person. I love you, man. I follow your show every day. You are awesome. You make my day, man.
I was disturbed this morning. I am more and more disturbed. I think it is actually true. You know what disturbs me? How crazy the world is, and everybody just goes along acting like nothing's happening. What do you make of the fact that it came out that they secretly had death lists of troops that had stuff they could treat and were killing them and not giving them treatment, and then nobody gets in trouble? And then what do you make of them militarizing the police and at the same time trying to finance battles with the police? I think they're trying to start a civil war. What's your take on that?
I think it's business as usual, man. This is nothing new. Are you serious? This is nothing new. These people have made a complete point of putting their jack-toed boots over our necks and keeping the populace down. Okay? So this is no news to me, and I'm sure it's no news to you either.
Well, I agree that they want to create a paramilitary force and keep a boot on our neck, but at the same time, they want us to then hate all the cops to then create more friction. They're trying to create social unrest towards even a bigger police state crackdown, in my view, and I want to try to avert that somehow, or maybe it can't be stopped.
I don't know, man. I don't think it can be stopped, because you have power versus unempowered. And that's always a bad mix. You look at the New York Police Department, and, you know, I'm glad that all the cops turned their back on de Blasio, and I'm glad de Blasio turned their back on them. I'm just sick of it all. Just figure it out. Just, like, stop frisking Negro people just for, like, being Negroes. I mean, really, enough. Just get over it. They have pot on them. So what? Look, Colorado and Washington, it's legal. Why doesn't New York just legalize it? Pave some roads, educate some people, and you can make all this money off pot. I mean, what is your problem here? I mean, this is a 70-year-old ban on something that shouldn't have been banned, that was done through reefer madness craze. I mean, enough. Just get your stuff together in New York, man.
Well, I hear this. All these conservatives that say get out of people's lives, well, then they need to get out of other people's lives.
Exactly. You're a good man, Alex Jones.
Well, I mean, look, I see it like Obama's a fake liberal and the Republicans are fake conservatives. What we need is really libertarian ideas that you can do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it, but it's just building a big government is a nightmare. It only gets bigger and bigger. Only special interests can control it. I mean, it's like a steering wheel that weighs a trillion pounds. Little guys can't move it, so we've built a world where we're like not even midgets. I mean, we're not even bugs to this system. And as the elite become more and more disconnected from reality, I see disaster coming. Because you say business as usual, I agree, but things are coming to a head on so many fronts, Al.
I agree with you, Mr. Alex Jones. And I'm here in La La Land, and I see this on a daily basis. I know you all think we're all hot and stuff like this, but I'm telling you something, man. These people are—they're as whack as we are, man. It's crazy out here. I don't even know what to say. Yes, I see it coming to a head soon.
Are you in Northern, Central, or Southern California?
I'm in SoCal, man. I'm in the home of Jay Leno. I live in Burbank, California, for whoever's wondering. And here's my problem with the whole thing. In Hollywood, I know there was Hollywood Land. That was 13 letters. They discussed that it was bad luck to have 13 letters, so they shaved it off to 9 in Hollywood or whatever. Here in Burbank, I live right underneath the B-Stein. They couldn't even come up with the cash to spell the Urbank in Burbank. So I live in the city of Buh, because that's all I see. It's just a big B of my house. Screw this.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, my problem with Southern California, well, not so much San Diego. L.A., the smog, I mean, it really gets to me. I just get physically ill.
Yeah, but isn't that the funniest paradigm and paradox of all, is that the people with the most Environmental Protection Agency rules here have the worst smog pollution in the United States. It just freaks me out. I get on this damn 405 or 5 or the 134 or whatever, and it's just like a parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And people with road rage that are ready to go off. I know I am.
Al, we need to go shooting.
Yes, let's do it.
Hey, if you got time, we'll put you up in Austin, or you come visit family. We should go out to the shooting range.
Man, there's this place in Burbank that I have all set up for you, man. You want to go out shooting with me? We'll go out shooting, all right?
Well, I need to come out to L.A. and do Joe Rogan's podcast. We ought to go to Joe Rogan's podcast together. You want to do that?
Is that the guy that invented hair loss or something like that?
Absolutely.
Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I'm down with it.
You know Joe. I bet you know Joe. He's a great guy.
I've met Joe before. I thought he was a member of the band of Fear Factory until I met him at opening Anthony show. And I met this guy, and he made sense.
Yeah, no, he's a really nice guy. We've been friends for about 16, 17 years. He's awesome. That's it. We're going to come out to L.A., and Charlie Sheen just called me the other day. We could all go hang out, all three of us. That'll be crazy.
Yeah, except you have to spend the night with me in a sleeping bag on the grassy knoll. Oh, man.
I'm a married man, Al.
You know, well, I used to be.
Listen, now don't start tempting me, telling me you're going to bring like 15 hot chicks or anything. I just can't handle it. I'm scared. I'm scared.
No,
I'm
going to tempt you with that, man.
I can't handle it.
I've got.
No, don't do it.
Just said this knob show last week, man. Wait. Here's the best part.
Hold on. Last best part. Night, stay there. I got to go to break. It's Satellite. It fires. Give us the best part when we come back.
No, wait. You have to hear about FarmersOnly.com.
Okay, fine. Skip the break. We got to have some silliness occasionally. I'm sorry, Al. We just skipped the break. We can't push it back. We can only skip it. Go ahead.
Man, I told FarmersOnly.com. I was a gay porn star by day, and at nighttime I heard goats. And I got 6 requests from people, and one of them was a dude.
Okay, stop right there. I don't know what you're talking about. So, because for folks that don't know, Al Jorgensen is into comedy.
It's on my website. And they just, like, review with that night. I got on Farmers Only. And just had these, like, 6 requests from people going,
It's a family show. I didn't know it. Listen, here's the deal. I get it. You like to do funny jokes. That's what I heard. I heard from these record executives that you are the king of pranks. And I'm actually almost scared. I mean, I want to meet you sometimes. You're an interesting fella, and I'd be honored to meet you. But I'm almost kind of scared. You wouldn't try any pranks on me, would you? What if I tried some on you? Maybe I'm crazier than you in person, huh?
Maybe. Let's bring it.
I think that's going to happen. You know what? I think we should go with a film crew to a Southern Baptist Convention religious retreat for a week. That would be a good reality show.
I think that's called the Bohemian thing that goes on up there with the Bilderbergers. We'll go to that. I'll go to that with you. I've already seen you've been to one.
Hey, you want to crash Bohemian Grove with me?
I want to go to Bohemian Grove. That's all there is to it. Then my life is complete.
You know what's crazy? I've been offered, I'm sure you've been offered 50, but I've been offered like 20 reality shows with the contracts, you name it. I kind of got offered Ventura's show when he quit it. But I just don't want to do it because but imagine a reality TV show with Alex Jones and Al Jorgensen crashing Skull and Bones, crashing the Republican Democrat conventions, crashing Bohemian Grove, jumping in off helicopters with parachutes. Can you imagine? That would be a popular show.
I would jump out of a helicopter with you in a second, Alex. I love you.
Hey, how's the family, Al?
Well, I don't have much of one anymore. I got a bunch of squirrels and blue jays and bobcats and coyotes here in Buh, which is where I live. And last night I was visited by 2 bobcats. Sorry for that word, but it was not good, man.
No, I understand. In fact, I hear that the wildlife is encroaching pretty fast and mightily into a lot of those areas. So you got bobcats, you name it, coming into your house or by your house?
Hey, man, I hate to sound like a tree hugger, but I'm telling you, this environmental disaster is going nuts right now. There's like animals that shouldn't be here that are in my backyard that I have to deal with on a nightly basis. So, you know, I'm up for the task, but it's just like it's really becoming a pain in the ass.
You know what makes it fun?
It really is.
They've got high-powered Nerf guns now that won't hurt them but shoot pretty hard, and you can just sit back there with a semi-auto Nerf gun and just shoot them when they come up and run them off.
Alex, I'm with you. I'm a half step ahead of you. We just bought a Nerf gun yesterday.
You're kidding.
And, no, I'm dead serious.
My son's got them. They actually hurt now. They got some more powerful types. Or get a paintball and just really give it to them. But, I mean, that won't hurt them. It just will hurt a lot more.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of critters.
How about a Molotov cocktail?
Well, that kind of, like, alarms the neighbors when I do that.
I understand. Hey, what type of red wine is that you're drinking?
I don't know. Something from 7-Eleven.
A Pinot Noir?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me look. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon.
I'm high styling it, man. I'm going to 7-Eleven for my wine. That's awesome. You have to admit, that's it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but they actually got pretty good wine now at more and more places. It's interesting. Now, they actually have a wine selection.
Yeah, but I don't buy the good stuff. I buy the real crappy stuff, man. I mean, I'm like a dismal alcoholic maniac that lives alone in his house and yells at clouds and yells at people on his lawn and this and that. And that's what I do, man. That's it. That's my gig.
And so you moved out of Texas to Burbank to do that.
Of course. And not only did I move to but an entire state of California, Los Angeles.
Unbelievable.
And I live with like a bunch of people that just came up and told me yesterday that, boy, because you have Texas plates on the block and we don't like Texans on our block.
Is that why so many of them are running to Texas? And so I guess you run there to balance it out?
Seriously, man, they were like really unscrewed about this whole thing, man. Just like, you got to get your Texas plates off, man.
Somebody said that? I mean, if somebody came up and told me what to put on my car, they'd have a big problem. I'm not saying I'm Mr. Tough Guy.
Not only said that, but they pointed a cane in my face and literally poked me in the face going, boy, you have to change your Texas plates.
Oh, so I get it. So this guy, did that really happen?
No, it was a girl, and she was like 95 years old. I've never seen anything that old attacking me before. I couldn't believe it.
But and then you asked her out for a date.
Of course I asked her for a date.
Did you prepare any carrots or for like, you know, any hors d'oeuvres like you do other executives and people?
This chick has a dream date coming.
All right, you're hilarious. Al, this is it. We got to hang out. Al Jorgensen, the founder of Ministry, amazing. And, folks, I guess you're on tour. You're coming to Dallas. Everybody can find that stuff there on the website. And
Grassy Knoll, man. We're going to the Grassy Knoll. Let's do it.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds left. You have closing comments. What is the secret of the universe, Al?
The secret of the universe is to, like, trust in yourself. Pierce, trust in yourself.
What do you think of Barack Obama?
I mean, he's okay in spots. He's not okay in other spots. It's like, whatever. I just remember reading The Onion and just, like, having this, like, big, bold headline.
Hold on, I want you to finish. We got to go to
Black Man.
60 seconds. We want you 5 more minutes. We got to finish that statement. InfoWars.com.
Nation's Radio Network. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week, I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones.